ज्ञानतिमिरांध्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्यं नामने गौरत्विषे नमः। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय तो टुडे विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कांटो चैप्टर 4 एंड टेक्स्ट टुडे विल बी रीड 4। प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी। तमाह भ्रातरम देवी कृपणा करुणम सती सुनुषेयं तव कल्याण स्त्रियं माहन्तुमर्हसि। ताम अंटु कंस आह सेड भ्रातरं हर ब्रदर देवी मदर देवकी करुणा सॉरी कृपना हेल्पलेसली करुणा पीटियसली सती द चेस्ट लेडी स्नुषा इयम तव दिस चाइल्ड विल बी योर डॉटर इन लॉ द वाइफ ऑफ योर फ्यूचर सन कल्याणा ओ ऑल स्पीशियस सॉरी ओ ऑल स्पीशियस वन स्त्रियम योमन मा नोट हंतुम टू किल अरहसी यू डिजर्व ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पस बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद. श्रील प्रभुपाद की देवकी हेल्पलेसली पीटियसली अपील टू कंस माई डियर ब्रदर ऑल गुड फॉर्चून अन टू यू डोंट किल दिस गर्ल शी विल बी योर डॉटर इन लॉ इंडीड इट इज अनवर्दी ऑफ यू टू किल ए वुमन. परपट कंस हैड प्रीवियसली एक्सक्यूज देवकी बिकॉज ही थॉट दैट ए वुमन शुड नॉट बी किल्ड especially when pregnant. But now, by the influence of yog maya, he was prepared to kill a woman, not only a woman, but a small, helpless, newborn child. Devaki wanted to save her brother from this terrible, sinful act. Therefore, she told him, "Don't be so atrocious. I is to kill a female child. Let there be all good fortune for you. Demon can do anything for their personal benefit, not considering what is pious or vicious." But Devaki, on the contrary, although safe, because she had already given birth to her own son, Krishna, was anxious to save the daughter of someone else. This was natural for her. Tamah bhratram devi kripana karunam sati snuseyam tav kalyana istriyam ma hantum arhasi. So this chapter entitled Atrocity of Kansa and here atrocity atyachar of Kansa is described. It is on the climax of atyachar, atrocity, vicious activities, fearful activities. As we know this incident we are discussing here, it happened right after Krishna Janmashtami, practically on Krishna Janmashtami, in the same night, Bhadra Krishna Paksha Ashtami Tithi, Krishna appeared in the prison house of Kams, and right after his appearance, Krishna's appearance, Krishna was transferred from Mathura to Gokul. This incident we know. Right after birth, Vasudev took Krishna, newly born child, on his lap and crossed river Jamuna, Jamunaji, came another side, eastern side of Jamuna, and entered in the village of Nand Baba Gokul. And there, eventually Nand Bhavan, and towards the end, the bedroom of Mother Yashoda. And then Vasudev kept his own son, child, Krishna, on the bed of Mother Yashoda, by the side of Mother Yashoda, and took her child, Yashoda child, baby, and again returns back. By the influence of Yog Maya, the Gokulvasi, Nand Baba and his associate, they could not know anything. They are not aware with this incident. Again, Vasudev returns. Vasudevji returned from Gokul. Again, same, crossing the river. Enter Mathura city, the capital city of Kamsa, Mathura. And eventually in the prison house. He has baby. While going also he has a baby Krishna in his lap. Now the baby, child of Mother Yashoda, was in the lap of Vasudevji. Mother Devaki was waiting as soon as Vasudevji entered. Vasudevji gave the baby and Mother Devaki took the baby in her lap. So this was emotionally such a situation, was such a pitiful condition was there. Vasudev's mind was always thinking how my son will be protected, how he'll be safe in Gokul. At that time, Mother Devaki took the baby and she knew that the baby is Yashoda's baby, Yashoda's girl. Mother Yashoda was first of all overwhelmed by the motherly affection and took the child in her lap. And while looking, she could experience, she could feel such a beautiful, cute, nice girl. She has such a fine skin and a fragrant body. Her body was, fragrance was emanating, coming out from her body. As soon as Vasudev entered with the baby, whole atmosphere of prison house was surcharged with the fragrance. So she has such a fine skin, fragrant body. Besides that, the glow of her body, glow of the baby body, practically it rivaled the glow of full moon. Such a Mother Yashoda felt she could not be an ordinary child, ordinary baby. Rather, she's more than she looks like a demigoddess, goddess. However, she took on her lap, sitting, and then Vasudevji, as described, put himself as we enter. door was locked automatically in itself, and Vasudevji put shackles and chains in his leg and arms, and they are waiting. Everything was settled down. Baby was and in the lap of Mother Devaki. At that time everything was settled. Then baby started to cry. Mother Devaki tries her level best to pacify her, stop her from crying. Jai Shri Shri Krishna Ram ki, Shri Shri Radha Shyam Sundar Gaur Nitai ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Mother Yashoda, Mother Devaki tried her level best to stop child by crying. She was petting on the child, the baby girl. Time to time she was kissing her lips so that the child stopped crying. But the child did not listen. She kept crying. By the sound of crying, the gatekeeper of awake, they came in the consciousness. Immediately they rushed to Kamsa, inform him about the birth of eighth child of Devaki. They have heard it was celebrated, fact that everyone was knowing that Devaki is going to give birth, yes, eighth pregnant son. So they did not, the doorkeeper did not bother to inquire from Devaki and Vasudev where the child was male or female. They assume that this must be their son. Immediately they informed Kamsa. As soon as Kamsa heard, he understand that my death, my number one enemy, who is destined to kill me, is appear. Immediately he came, entered in the prison house. At that time, then this verse talks about Kamsa arrived in the prison house. Now Kamsa was right in front of Mother Devaki and Vasudevji. As soon as Mother Devaki saw Kamsa, very cruel personality, and especially at that time he was so angry. His eyes were like copper hot, tamra ka rang jaisa hota hai, copper. It was not red hot, reddish, like color was copper. It's a very ferocious personality, sinful personality, cruelty. As if cruelty was leaking out from his being, his existence, his personality. So cruel. Looking and so fearfully, and he was very much angry. So Mother Devaki started to speak. Tam, such a cruel personality, Kamsa. Ah, Mother Devaki addressed him, Bhratram. She was considering, of course he was brother of Mother Devaki. So she piteously requested, appeal, beg to Kamsa. Tamaha bhratram devi kripana karunam sati. Kripana. She was overwhelmed with the sorrow, distress. She was aware that since Kamsa has killed her six children right in front of him, her, so again she was knowing what is going to happen. Kamsa, immediately he will kill the child. So she was overwhelmed with kripana, with sorrow, distress, dukkha. And very piteously she appealed, Snusayam tav kalyana sthriyam ma hantu marhasi. Snusayam, this baby is your daughter-in-law, the bharja of your son. Small, just 2 days, few hours she has taken birth. She was in life or Mother Devaki requesting, my dear brother, this baby, this child, सुनुषे दिस शी इज इन नियर फ्यूचर शी इज गोइंग टू बिकम द वाइफ ऑफ योर सन योर फ्यूचर सन मीन्स सो तव कल्याण सो प्लीज डोंट किल दिस बिकॉज योर डाउटर इन लॉ दिस इज नॉट दिस इज द गर्ल डाउटर ऑफ योर सिस्टर योर सिस्टर माई देवकी सो दिस इज योर डाउटर इन लॉ एंड देन कम्स अ मैटर नो नो आई एम कंसिडरिंग सिंपलिंग दैट दिस बेबी इज एथ चाइल्ड दैट इज गुड एनफ फॉर मी टू किल हर हिम आर हर सो से स्त्रियम सी से अकॉर्डिंग टू प्रोफेसी इट वॉज वेल सेलिब्रेटेड एवरी वॉज नोइंग दैट देवकी इज गोइंग टू गिव द बर्थ ऑफ एथ सन बट सी से कि नॉट द होल प्रोफेसी आकाशवाणी इट वॉज फॉल्स आकाशवाणी डेमी गॉड फॉल्सली प्रिडिक्टेड सो नाउ यू कैन सी दिस इज नॉट बॉय गर्ल स्त्रियम माम हंतुम अर्हसि सिंस इज ए स्त्री अबला शी इज नॉट कॉम्पिटेंट एनफ टू किल यू शी विल नॉट किल यू सर्टेनली कल्याण यू आर सच ए स्पीशियस पर्सनैलिटी सच ए रिलीजियस पर्सनैलिटी सच ए मर्सीफुल पर्सनैलिटी यू डोंट डिजर्व टू किल ए वुमेन वैदिक and especially newly born child in Srimad Bhagavat Mahabharat Mahabharat Bhishma Pitamah ji has described that under no circumstances a woman should be harmed under no circumstances A woman deserve to receive respect, honor from any situation. Even sometimes he commits some sinful activity, offense. So see, istri, this is istri, so you should not kill her. I am begging you, as an alm, भिक्षा एज ए गिफ्ट दिस इज योर प्रॉपर्टी सर्टेन इट इज नॉट माई प्रॉपर्टी दिस इज द बेबी इज योर प्रॉपर्टी योर डाउटर इन लॉ आई एम बेगिंग फॉर टाइम बींग प्लीज गिव मी एज ए गिफ्ट एज ए चैरिटी एज ए आल एज ए भिक्षा मदर देवकी वॉज सच ए piteously she was appealing requesting her word was as if the word could her appeal could even melt stone but comes such a cruel personality he was completely unaffected he was not affected at all she was such a cruel personality his cruelty was emanating leaking out from his wing so many things here Srila Prabhupada in this purpose talks about the nature of a demonic personality like cancer they can do anything and everything for their own selfish purpose they are so much selfish personality they don't care for other always they are concentrated they think about their own personal benefit selfish attitude so a demon like cancer they can do anything and everything for their own selfish purpose Here in purport Srila Prabhupada talks about one quality of Mother Devaki. Of course she was in distress. Her distress was when she iyam tau sunusa striyam hantu ma arhasi. This was her appeal. This tau sunusa, your sunusa, daughter in law, istriyam, ma hantu marhasi. You should not kill her. If you are really determined to kill her, it will be better first kill me. It is not proper. You have already, even for that I don't blame you, I must have done something seriously wrong in my previous life so that I am suffering this, I am in such a piteous condition today. I and you, we took birth in the same family. Your fortune, the emperor, you are king, you can do anything and everything, and I am also from your close family, blood related, I am your sister. I must have done something very wrong in my previous life that I am living, living in prison house. I am arrested. Beside my six, my many children were killed. It was my fault, my misfortune. I don't blame you or your family. So, this was the distress, and Priya Sakhya Yashodaya Kanyaka Badha Sankhya Kripana Durkhita. And Mother Yashod, Mother Devaki was feeling my misfortune, my Durbhagya, that my sons are killed. But she was aware that this child, this baby, this girl is Yashodaya Kanya. she is Kanya, daughter of my dear friend, Mother Yashoda. And even Mother Yashoda has not any other issue. She is the only child of Mother Yashoda. So, swaputra maranat api adhikam dukhdayakam. This incident, death of this baby, it's more dukhdayak, more painful than dying, than my own son. My sons are killed. That is was certainly distress, unhappiness, dukh. But this dukh was more greater, more heavier than killing of his, her own sons. Besides, she was thinking, son, the history will not excuse my child, my son in safe. But history will not excuse me. I will gain an undying infamy. We will get, people will say that they protected their child, their own child, Krishna, but they brought another Mother Yashoda baby girl, and they that baby was killed. So I will get undying blame, undying infamy, opposition. So that is the reason why she was requesting, as we go through the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, her six children were killed right in front of her own eyes. But she never, Bhagavat, at least Bhagavat is silent about attitude at that time, what Devaki to. But frankly, it not describe anything. But this time, Mother Devaki so piteously trying, she was trying her level best to rescue, save the child, baby of Mother Yashoda. Because death of this particular child was worse than death of her own sons. Swa putra marat api adhikam dukhdayaka. अपना पुत्र मरेगा बहुत दुख की बात है. बिकॉज शी हैज इंटीमेट फ्रेंडशिप विथ मदर, मदर देवकी, फ्रेंडशिप विथ मदर यशोदा, शी वॉज अवेयर. सो फॉर हर, फॉर द प्रोटेक्शन ऑफ दिस न्यूली बॉर्न चाइल्ड, मदर यशोदा चाइल्ड, शी वॉज रिक्वेस्टिंग her piteous appeal, request, begging had potency to melt even a stone, but Kamsa was unaffected. Bahavo hinsita bhratra sisavo pavakopama toya daiva nirishtis. Mother Devaki did not tell that you killed, otherwise he became more fierce. They were killed by you, by the will of providence. You were such a nice person, here Kalyan. Sunesayam tau Kalyan. Kalyan means you are auspicious, bhadra, gentle person. King, ruler, son of Ugrasen. My own, my cousin brother, you are good, you are nice. But it was the will of providence and my durbhagya, my misfortune and will of providence, two reasons were so that my sons were killed. But now I am requesting you, please, give me this baby, this child, as charity, as bhiksha, as as a gift for time being. And when time will come, I will return you. I will, this child, this baby would be given to you, to your son, in marriage. So please, don't mom, ma hantum arhasi, you don't deserve, or she don't deserve to be killed by you. It is not good. Your daughter-in-law, first of all, istri, female, baby, and in near future she is going to become your daughter-in-law. So please, ma hantum mar striyam ma hantum arhasi, you don't deserve to kill, or she don't deserve to kill by or you. So please give me as a gift. But her, his heart was uninfected. Nothing happened. Srila Prabhupada one sentence right here. Demons can do anything for their personal benefit. but here also Prabhupada points out that in one sense Devaki was safe. He was not willing to kill Devaki. Besides, her child, her baby, Krishna was also in safe side, in the custody of Nanda Baba and Mother Yashoda. So in one sense she was safe. Nothing. But yes, nature of a saintly person, she was very much piteously requesting for the safety of other child, baby of Mother Yashoda. This is nature of a saintly person. Sometimes the very much in safe condition, but their tendency, their attitude is such a soft that they could not tolerate the suffering of other person. One Hindi poet talks about the nature of a saintly person. He described that the heart of a saintly person is compared with the butter. Heart of a saintly person is compared with the butter. But the poet said, but this is not very much nice comparison. Sant hriday navanit samana kaha kabin par kahai yana. Kabi, they have compared, they talks about the sant hriday is as soft as butter. But they did not describe in proper way. This is not very much a nice description, nice comparison. There is still some difference between Sant Hriday, heart of a saintly person, and butter. Nijaparitap Dravahi Navanita Paradukh Dravahi Sant Supunita. Butter is melted when it comes in touch with the heat. When the butter is heated, comes near the heating object, fire, then it get melted. But sadhu hirday, heart of a sadhu, more soft. Because sometimes sadhu are on a safe position, very comfortable. But when they hear miles away somebody suffering, immediately their heart become melted. So that comparison with butter, comparison water and sadhu hirday, it is not appropriate. This is not a very nice description. sadhu hirday, heart of a saintly person is more soft, softer than butter itself. So here Prabhupada mentioned that Mother Devaki, in one sense, she was safe. Her child was also in safe custody of Mother Yashoda, very safe, Gokul. But still, her heart was overwhelmed thinking that Mother Yashoda's child, baby, will be killed by Kamsa. So she is requesting, please don't kill this child. I am begging you, please give me as a gift, as a charity, as a bhiksha to me. For time being, I will keep her with me, and eventually I will return this to you, and in near future she is going to your daughter-in-law. Means she will become the wife of your future would-be son. So anyone said Devaki, Mother Devaki, such a piteous condition. She has spent years and years in the prison house. Her children, babies, were killed right in front of her own eyes. This was suffering, and this was the worst atrocities. This is the worst piteous condition. In this condition she is requesting, and this is Bhartram. From her side, Prabhupada in this purport one thing mentions, that Mother Devaki concern was, she was, even at that point, she was well wisher of Kamsa. She was thinking, this is my brother. And if he would kill the baby, he will implicate his future life in such a hellish condition. So she wanted to save the child, and same time she wanted to save कंस अदर आइज बाई किलिंग दिस चाइल्ड कंस वुड कंडेम हिमसेल्फ फॉर डार्केस्ट रीजन ऑफ हेल ही विल गो सो सी वॉन्टेड टू सेव चाइल्ड बेबी एज वेल एज शी वॉज इंटरेस्टेड टू सेव हर ब्रदर कंस एज वेल सो प्रभुपाद हैज मेंशन दिस पार्ट ऑल्सो इन द पर्पल शी वॉज सो क्रूअल देर इज नो लिमिट फॉर हर क्रुअलिटी एट्रोसिटी बट फ्रॉम हर साइड हर सॉफ्ट हृदय वेल विशिंग एटीट्यूड वॉज नॉट ड्राइड अप फ्रॉम मदर देव की इन सच ए प्रक्रिया शी हैज डन सो मच अनजस्टिस शी हैज किल्ड ही हैज किल्ड हर किल्ड हर चिल्ड्रेन ही हैज पुट हर इन प्रिजन हाउस एंड रेडी टू किल इन दिस सच ए सिचुएशन शी वॉज इंटरेस्टेड टू सेव अदरवाइज इफ कंस वुड किल दिस बेबी बेबी ऑफ मदर यशोदा ही विल कंडेम हिमसेल्फ फॉर द डार्केस्ट रीजन ऑफ द हेलिश कंडीशन ऑफ लाइफ सो दिस वॉज द एटीट्यूड ऑफ डिफरेंट वन साइड क्रुएल्टी ऑफ कंस एंड अनदर साइड सॉफ्टनेस गुड विल ऑफ गुड एटीट्यूड ऑफ मदर देवकी वॉज इज डिस्क्राइब इन दिस वर्स प्रभुपाद मेंशन दिस पॉइंट talks about nature of a envious person demoniac person like Kamsa and nature of a heart or attitude a saintly person like mother Devaki it is her quality for us it is inconceivable we can't think that in a such a condition at that position also she was well wisher of Kamsa तमाह भ्रातरम फ्रॉम हर साइड सुखदेव गोस्वामी सी वॉज थिंकिंग दिस इज माई ब्रदर सो आई मस्ट सेव हिम फ्रॉम ग्लाइडिंग डाउन इन हेलिश कंडीशन ऑफ लाइफ दिस तम आह भ्रातरम भ्रातरम वो तो भाई समझ रही है और इसको बचाना है नहीं मारेगा तो नरक में जाएगा सो शी वॉन्टेड टू सेव द चाइल्ड बेबी एंड ही वॉन्टेड टू सेव कंस एज वेल तो यू कैन अंडरस्टैंड द नेचर और हार्ट ऑफ ए सेंटली पर्सन संत हृदय नवनीत समाना कहा कबीन पै कहीं ना पर निज ताप द्रवही नवनीता पर दुख द्रवहि संत सुपनीता निज परिताप द्रवहि नवनीता व्हेन ए नवनीत बटर कम्स इन टच विथ द फायर हीट देन इट मेल्ट्स बट साध माइल्स अवे हंड्रेड्स माइल्स अवे इज दे हियर देयर समबडी सफरिंग देयर हार्ट बिकम मेल्टेड एंड देन दे कुड नॉट टॉलरेट the sufferings of other so mother devaki could not tolerate the future suffering of kamsa so she was requesting please also I should stop here when a question or comment okay I think it's not loud enough. आप ऐसे ही बोलना पड़ेगा लगा
Devaki is really thanking for her brother if they go to visit the child, certainly you will go to the very nice. My question is something different. Prabhupada mentioned, all we know that demons are very cruel personality. But in Puran, we have heard when Kayadhu was pregnant, Kayadhu, the mother of Prahlad, and when Indra came to know that Hiranyakashipu, so wife is going to give birth a child, and Indra predicted, Indra doubted, he may be second Hiranyakashipu. So that's why he wanted to kill that child. And he kept Kayadhu till the delivery time came. But somehow or other, Narada came and Narada made Indra understood that everything was settled. But here, in Kansa's case, Kansa was ready to leave the child, because when Kansa saw that Vasudev, the first time, when the first child came out, Kirti Mandam, then he brought the child and gave to Kansa. Kansa said, "Oh, you are so truthful. I will not kill your child. You go." Immediately Narada came. And he said such a nice way, the mood of Kansa changed. So we can find here, Kansa is more subtle than Indra. Because all the role is prepared by Narada. Narada
understood Indra was quite calm. Then here Narada came and Narada said, "Kansa, no, you don't believe. The one may be eight may be one, whatever it may be. So take action."
Devarsi Narada is responsible for all this atrocity. Ramakanta talking that when Vasudevji brought the first child, immediately Kansa's heart was melted. No. Why I should kill innocent this child? But somehow or other, if Kansa would have maintained that attitude, that at least six children were saved. But Narada tricked or misguided Kansa in such a way that he killed six children. Of course, for seven he was determined. However, in case of Indra, Indra quality is described, as soon as Indra came to know by Devarsi Narada that within the womb of Kayadhu, devotee is there. He is not ordinary person. Not demon for sure. Not even ordinary person. He is a pure devotee of Krishna is there in the womb. Immediately Indra fell down and the lotus feet of Kayadhu, though child was within, but she was carrying, so touched the feet of Kayadhu. And Bhagavatam described him as Parikarma also. He went around, understanding, "Oh, my dog, devotee is there. I must not. If I will do any harm for a devotee, Krishna will not tolerate. He will punish." So here we see, in order to persuade, convince, Indra, Narada ji gave him information, instruction by the bliss. But here, when Vasudeva brought the son, first son, then automatically from within, he need not any suggestion or instruction, but from within he felt compassion for the child and for the Vasudev. So here it seems that for the same, maintaining same attitude, one point Narad was helping Indra, but on his own Kamsa heart was melted and he refrained himself for killing, at least for time being, for child. So it appears that Indra's heart was harder than heart of Kamsa. You want to say this point? What we can say? Panchakaula Prayukta also say something.
You said it all.
Aye?
You said it nice.
Because in this purport, Mother Devaki, Prabhupada, I don't know, maybe somewhere mentioned in Saptika, Prabhupada here frankly mentioned that she was very much concerned about her brother. Of course, about the child of her brother, that if the my brother, my dear brother Kamsa, cousin brother Kamsa, if he will commit sinful activity, he will glide down in the hellish condition of life. And as a sister, younger sister, I should take responsibility to rescue him. Otherwise, what is the meaning of this relation, sabandha? What good I am is to being a sister if I could not save my own brother. So Prabhupada, very briefly he mentions there. We tried to find out whether some acharyas have written somewhere, but unfortunately we don't have access.
So he was not feeling the sense gratification as Kamsa was feeling his danger to his sense gratification when the child of Devaki will be born. There is a difference in consciousness of why they wanted to kill the child. Indra wanted to kill the child of Kayadu, feeling that he will be a big demon like Hiranyakashipu, which will give trouble to the demigods as well as to the other. This is my understanding.
That's nicely sublime. But in case of Kamsa, Indra, he has concern about the safety of the whole universe. If a bad child will come, demon will come, then he will create havoc. So in order to save the peace and prosperity of earthly planet, he, Indra, wanted to destroy, kill the boy. He has not any selfish interest at all, because being a demigod, but this personality absolutely, entirely for selfish reason, I should survive on cost of others' life. This is demon. So certainly, of course, this is the Leela of Krishna, Yogmaya. He was associate, he has fortune, Kamsa, Mama, by sabandh, kitna nikat ka sabandh, Mama lagta tha. Always he was thinking, and at the last day, while they are fighting, so Krishna chest, and chest of Kamsa, they touched, they embraced each other. So such a close, at least he was there, his body was touched by.
One more part was reflecting that Kamsa was very affectionate to Devaki, Mother Devaki, as per his material relationship. But as soon as he heard that Devaki will be the cause, or the child of Devaki will be the cause of his death, immediately he could sever all his affection. Then again, same thing, when he saw the child of Mother Devaki, first child, was having this material affection for him. But as soon as he became fearful that no, this child will also kill me, again he was ready to cut off all his material affections. This demonic mentality we are seeing with Kamsa.
ओके ठीक है। ग्रंथ है श्रीमद्भागवतम की, श्रील प्रभुपाद की।